I'd ask you to think for a moment. How many shepherds do you know? How many arborists? Even less. And yet, when we listen to that first reading, I enjoy it very much, because here we have the high priest of Bethel, Amasah, telling Amos, leave. Basically, we don't like your message. Because Amos was told by the Lord to go and prophesy. And we hear, what's his background? What gives him the ability to do this work of God? And we hear he was a shepherd. Shepherd was a difficult job. You were out in the elements, caring for, sometimes putting your life at the back of those who you were caring for in the sheep, and protecting them and guiding them. And at the same time, he was also the dresser of the sycamore, the figs. Even more difficult job of having to climb up into the trees, very labor intensive, going up and splitting the fruit so that it would be even a better yield and seasoned. And God calls him, which means he had time to listen. He had the opportunity to try to understand, what does God want from me? And he goes forth doing what God says, and his work is not applauded. It's not, great job, you were really good at this. It's here, leave, go someplace else. And he tells the person, I'm doing what God wants me to do. And he presents to the people of Israel the message of God, how he basically told the king, splitting the fruit, you need to be more open. You need to be willing to share. Jesus, quite a long time later, comes along, and the disciples, those who are following him, are trying to understand, what is it that God wants? What's this teaching, fulfillment of what's been said before? Because all of those disciples did understand this Hebrew scriptures. And then as he calls and these people follow, he now is sending out, and we hear a little bit more detail of what Jesus has asked them to do. I'm not sure about you. I know when I travel, sad to say, I take probably more than I should. I want to be prepared. Jesus is basically telling his apostles, yes, be prepared, but trust in God. Don't take anything besides a walking stick. No food, no snacks, no sack, no money. Trust in God. You can wear sandals and maybe a second tunic for the weather. One of the friars years back, he would travel, and he was a missionary in his life, traveled all sorts of places, the continent of Africa, many different places, and basically knew the public transportations almost in any major city, whether in this country or in Europe. And when he would travel, I was always amazed, because he'd be gone 2 weeks, 3 weeks at a time, and his traveling bag was the size of a large purse. That's it. And it's just like, wow. He's trusting in God. He recognizes I can wash things each day that I use them. I just have a change. And trusting in what God's providing for us. We at times, I think, get this idea that, well, yes, I want to be faithful. I want to do what God wants. But he's not calling me. I'm only a young person. I'm still in school. Or I am just doing this other work. to support my family, or I am taking care of the home and those there, reaching out to those in need. And who am I? Well, by your baptism, by your confirmation, by your Eucharist, Jesus sends us too into a world to proclaim his wonder and his goodness. And in our lives, it's like, oh, I'm not ready. The apostles, the disciples, Paul, just about all the saints would say the same. And yet it is through the grace and faith in God that we begin to realize that love, that call, that he's using my talents, my abilities, stuff I didn't even know, to reach out to those who otherwise may not hear of God's goodness. Growing up, one of my relatives, who would be a great uncle, was an Augustinian, another person who traveled much of his life. He into Cuba, into the West, very brilliant teacher, Villanova, Merrimack, very brilliant person. And yet, when he would visit, usually on Sunday afternoons with my family, he would travel a couple hours, and he would come in, and my mom would ask him, you know, what can I get you? And his answer was usually the same. Just a good cup of coffee and a few kind words. What more do we need to do? In our lives, what is it that we're asked to proclaim? In our lives, to recognize God calls me as I am, all my faults, all my difficulties, but also my talents and potential. And he asks me to recognize in my life that love, that care, and then to share that within our home, within our community, within our work, within our world. This past year definitely has given us a challenge. And yet, if we look at the grace of God, hopefully we begin to understand he's at work. He sends his Holy Spirit to help us. And as we are challenged, as we begin to try to open up, we recognize, how am I speaking the gospel of Jesus? How am I going forth to those outside? How am I trusting in God? I know for me, when I go to many different places, oftentimes I'll just type in the address on the GPS and blindly go wherever it says. And it's like, and sometimes I think it's like, you know, that's what my trust in God should be about. Trusting wherever he tells me, that's where I need to be. As we are nourished by God's word and Eucharist and one another, may we ask our Lord to continually help us to recognize our call and share that goodness with all of our potential, all our abilities, and even our weaknesses and faults.